If ICE chooses to exercise their discretion, they can. The other thing that I think is really shocking and surprising from that memo is this statement that ICE has the responsibility to ensure that people who are eligible for relief apply for relief. That I've never heard anything like that before. Now, there's in the INA where the immigration judge is supposed to screen and advise people if they're eligible for relief, but that ICE should also be looking at this, I think, is new. And so on the next slide, we kind of see the, we get the broad categories of the people that, according to this memo, are priorities for removal. So national security, border security, and public safety. On national security, on the next slide, no surprise, we're looking at people who are perhaps deemed to be terrorists or have some affiliation with a terrorist group. It is very important to note that it specifically says that general criminal activity does not make somebody a national security threat, right? So national security priority should really only be applied to people who are engaging in activities related to terrorism or espionage or something like that. Other people with crimes that could be serious crimes should be looked at under the public safety priority. On the issue of border security, here is where we see this idea of a deterrent effect. If you can go the next one. Sorry, I'm kind of flying through these. Border security. Is that the next one? I can't read from here. So this, I think, is, you know, an attempt by the agency to say, we don't want open borders. We're not inviting people to come here. So people who basically came to the U.S. after the election are deemed to be a priority. So anybody who entered without permission on or after November 1st of 2000, anyone who wasn't here physically present in the U.S. on November 1st of 2000. And so, you know, this will include
2020.
20 years have gone by. 2020.
It feels like it in the last year, 20 years have gone by. I agree.
Thank you, Jackie. So this will apply to future overstays. So if people, you know, came after November 1st of 2020 and overstay, they, in theory, could be a priority under the border security prong. And then the next prong, which I think is where, you know, a lot of our clients will fall, is this public safety priority. What I find most interesting about this is under the Obama administration, when there were priorities, and in lots of other places in immigration law, there's this idea of aggravated felonies are presumed to be bad, right? Various things. Here, first, there is this supposed requirement that the person pose a threat to public safety, and there was a conviction for an aggravated felony or a conviction related to gang activity or organized crime. So it's not just an aggravated felony conviction, which I think is really, really important, especially for the people who have old aggravated felony offenses. The way when the definition of an aggravated felony was amended in 1996, it stripped away so much discretion. And the impact is really devastating, especially for people who were convicted of those offenses before those offenses were classified as aggravated felonies, right? And all along the way, you know, if someone's subject to mandatory detention because of an aggravated felony offense, it's like, well, it doesn't matter if it happened last year or in, you know, 1982, it's an aggravated felony offense. So there's this two-prong thing. So I called it the public safety two-step because, I don't know, I thought...
It's trademarked. If you use that, you owe Erica and Nicole.
So you have to have an aggravated felony or a gang organized crime conviction and be judged to be a threat to public safety. And so then the memo goes on to explain what is ICE going to look at in order to determine whether someone is a threat to public safety. So, of course, you know, how extensive is a criminal record? How serious was the offense? How recent was it? But they also will look at mitigating factors. So the person's personal and family circumstances, health and medical factors, ties to the community, evidence of rehabilitation, whether or not there's any immigration relief.